Well, I'm Yvette Benton, author of Help for the Help Meet, book and workbook set. I am excited about all God is doing. And one of those Facebook memories came up to let me know and kind of remind me of when I first released the book, first published the book. And I've just been in awe of all God is doing. I've just been in awe of all God has already done through the book and the workbook, through the testimonies people have spoken. And little by little, God has just been blessing, blessing, blessing. So when I thought about that, I thought, you know what? A helpmeet is diligent. A helpmeet is definitely diligent, because many times I wanted to give up. Many times I thought about giving up. Many times I talked to God about giving up. And he gave me the strength every single time. He gave me supernatural strength every single time. In order to be suitable, you got to be diligent. So let's look at that. In the Help Meet book. And I looked at it and I saw where God wanted. It says, I'll continue to say it as I share my testimony. You know, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I've been able to share my testimony so much and help so many people. But what if I wasn't diligent? What if you're not diligent? Sip on that. Sip on that. Diligence is not just for you. Oh, I already sipped. Diligence is not just for you. Okay. I wrote, I'll continue to say it as I share my testimony. I did not do what I did because Gerald is my husband. I didn't do it because Gerald was my husband. I did it because God asked me to do it. When God asks us to do things, we've got to be diligent. And then we have to remember our Lord is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He's a rewarder. And I felt today like he wanted to remind me, I'm rewarding you for your diligence. God's gonna reward you for your diligence. Oh my goodness. This is a celebration. Lord, I can expect to be rewarded for my diligence. I didn't do it for the reward. I did it for God, but because I did it for God, he's a rewarder. In the book, it says, we must come to a place in our relationship with God. Notice I said, come to a place in your relationship with God, not your relationship with your husband. If you do this just for your husband, you'll give up. Oh, you might want to sip. If you're doing it just for your husband, you most likely won't make it. You won't be suitable. This has to be about your relationship with God. We must come to a place in our relationship with God that what he asks us to do, we do. What he asks us to do, we do. And then there's a little list. It says, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what others think, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're thinking might happen, we must be obedient. We must be diligent. Oh my goodness. If you're a person that gives up when things get tough, you won't be able to be a helpmeet. Mm-mm. You'll be able to be a wife, but you won't be a helpmeet. Yeah, it takes too much. You have to deny your flesh. Too much is at stake. When we seek first the kingdom and we add righteousness, then things are added unto us. But this is kingdom. Help meet is kingdom. So we got to be obedient and we've got to be diligent. We got to do this thing because of our relationship with God. Oh. So just for about 2 seconds, evaluate, are you doing this for your relationship with your husband? Or are you doing it because of your relationship with God? Sit while you think. Because being a helpmeet is kingdom. It's not for the faint at heart. It's not for the weak. And it's definitely not for someone who wants instant result and then stops. Wait a minute. If you want instant results and you only want to do it when it feels good, you need help. Yeah, you definitely need help. Because to be a helpmeet, you got to push past what others think. You got to push past what your flesh is saying. You got to push past even what your eyes see, even what your emotions feel, because it's about God and it's supernatural and it's kingdom. And there is no quick fix because it's a lifestyle. It's a way of living because our relationship with God is ongoing. If your relationship with God hasn't stopped, then the expectation of you being a helpmeet still hasn't stopped. Wow. If my relationship with God continues, then the things he asks me continue. Oh, Lord. Let me write that down in my journal. Get your journal. If your relationship with God is based on obeying him and he's giving you some instructions, I'm just saying, if he's giving you some instructions, then you've got to write in your journal. You've got to ask God for supernatural strength. You've got to continue because it's not about your husband. It's not about what you see. It's not about what people say. It's about what he asked you to do. And he is a rewarder of the diligent. Why do you think he's a rewarder of the diligent? Because that's his expectation as a heavenly father. That's his expectation. My Lord, he expects us to be diligent. Woo! Y'all, when God said start your ministry, when God said move and we didn't know where we were going to live, when God said publish a book and we didn't have any money, when God said begin the ministry, do something, start, get one shirt, don't get two, there were specific instructions God gave us. And now I can truly see where he is rewarding for our diligence. I'm able to watch the growth of my marriage, not because of my marriage, but because of diligence. When I tell you, God won't let you down, we just have to be more consistent. We just have to be steadfast, unmovable. Oh, steadfast, unmovable. Steadfast. I'm diligent. Make that declaration. I am diligent. And don't lose sight of who this is for. I am diligent. I'm steadfast and I'm movable. I'm diligent. I am diligent. And while I'm being diligent, I can expect rewards. So that's the tip. Be diligent. Don't look for quick fix. Don't look for a way out. Don't look for a way to run. Look for a way to be diligent. And while you're diligent, you'll know you're pleasing God. All right. Well, that's the tip. I am diligent. Be diligent. Get what you need. Get what you need to be diligent. Get what you need. So what is it? Now write in your journal, I am diligent, and then pray. Assignment, you all know I give homework, right? Write in your journal, I am diligent. And then pray and ask God, what do I need to be diligent? Because if you're struggling with it, God has a plan. God has a way. There's resources. There's assistance. There's help for the help me. So I'm encouraging you. Keep declaring, I am diligent. Do your homework. Ask God. If you're struggling in your diligence, ask God, what do you need? And then once you ask him what you need, you pray about it. Don't decide you can't do it. Don't decide you don't have time. Don't decide you don't have money. You don't have the time to not do what God has you to do. You don't have the opportunity to tell God, if you want me to do this, I can't afford. No, if you want me to do this, God, bless me with the finances to do everything that you've called forth for me to do. And I believe, I'm a witness. What he tells you to do, he will take total responsibility for taking care of the bill. Total responsibility. I'm watching him do it day in and day out. What he tells us to do, he is taking care of it. So get resources at GeraldandYvette.com. That's our website. Do whatever you have to do. Just don't give up, because a help me is diligent.